In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I wish you to think a moment upon the plight, or the blessedness, rather, of a young man on the day of his ordination. A young man on the day of his ordination, when he's there preparing to be ordained a priest. What joys are going through his soul? Still further, what is going through a man's heart on the day of the first Mass at which he celebrates? When he consecrates with his own human hands, which so often have led him to do things contrary to God's will, now are doing the one thing which God desires most, which is to hold within his hands the body of Christ and to offer that divine victim unto the divine Father as a perfect propitiation for the sins of all mankind. And for his own sins as well. Imagine what joy must be thrilling through his heart, the thoughts that are racing of the days in which he spent preparing for that one moment in order to offer himself the sacrifice of he who offered him for himself. Calvary come present, where he comes face to face. You may not know what those thoughts are, but I do. What goes on through a man's heart are so many things on that day where he just longs for nothing else other than to be united to Christ and to make a solemn declaration of his life. That from this moment forward, just a yes to Jesus. Just a yes to the divine Savior. Whatever it is that he asks, I want to do it. And not just like happened with me yesterday when I received ordination, but today when I do the thing for which I've been ordained. May be with me always. Maybe on the day of your ordination, it'll be the same. As an aside, just pray for a young man by the name of Lucas, who, since I went to my former parish, has ever desired, he was just a kindergartner at that time, to become a priest, who shattered his arm yesterday and will have a serious surgery. But he affirmed to me even yesterday over the phone, "Father, what do I need to do so that I can be a priest? How should I pray so I can be a priest?" Today we celebrate the feast of a man who had those same desires, and on the day of his ordination, John of Matha received the graces that every priest gets to be able to consecrate the sacred species to bring down to heaven onto earth the body of Christ. And when he was celebrating that first Mass, he was visited with graces that are uncommon as well, as sublime as an act as it is every time the holy sacrifice of the Mass is confected. Received a vision. On the day of his first Mass, he made those same solemn resolutions to do whatever it is that God desired of him in his life, just like all good and worthy priests desired to do on that very day, and the Lord spoke to him. He offered him a vision of two persons, a light-skinned man and a dark-skinned man, whose arms were held in a cross. He understood that one of those, the dark-skinned man, was a Mohammedan, a Muslim. And pondering upon this for a short while, he immediately realized that the Lord God desired him to offer himself as our Lord offered himself for the liberty of captives, particularly for those who are held captive under the evil demonic heresy that is the Muslim faith, to make sure that Christians would not befall that faith. Himself be a ransom for many. Just as Christ, who gave him the priesthood, made himself to be a ransom for many. It is under this inspiration that he went off and ran to the desert so that he might prepare himself for this vocation, living many years as a hermit with St. Peter of Villeroy, Felix of Villeroy, and with him discerned that this was exactly what God was calling the two of them, and so the order of Our Lady of Ransom was founded in order to set free Muslim captives, that they may not fall into Muslim errors and lose the faith that leads to salvation. To let oneself be a ransom for sinners, a ransom for slaves, that souls might be purchased. How are you and I to live this out? One thing we can do is to pray for God to send us many priests. Yea, so even more, many holy priests. I think the same as St. John of Matha on the day of their ordination, that they just want to do whatever it is that God asks for them, no matter how difficult or strange it may seem, uncommon. Pray for priests here from our own parish. A second thing is to examine that same desire that he had to do whatever it is that God desired in a perfect submission. On Sunday, we will have the feast of Our Lady of Lourdes. Who is it that Our Lady of Lourdes appeared to? A young girl, Bernadette Subaru. St. Bernadette considered herself to be nothing other than Our Lord's broom, Our Lady's broom. And so when she was finished using that broom, you and I, we don't think about brooms when we're not using them. We're only thinking about them when we have a mess to clean up. And so St. Bernadette, when she was away in the convent in Nevers, thought of herself in this way, in a humble way, that when I'm needed, I'll be thought of. But now I wait, just in the knowledge, knowing that I am the broom of Our Lord and Lady. And when they need me, they'll make use of me. She had this beautiful sense of her own littleness, but also the fact that God had called her to do good things, and whenever he wished to have use of her, that he would allow her to him to have use of her for whatever it is the divine summons called for. That's the disposition that each of us as Christians is called to have. So I give you some of her words on how to have that perfect submission as this beautiful servant of the Lord, this beautiful handmaiden had. She writes, "Divine love unites the child of Mary to Jesus, and their own two hearts are made but one heart to love and to suffer and to obey. No longer will my will, good mother, but yours, which is always the very same will as that of Jesus." And so she writes, "Courage, courage, my child, you have found the precious pearl with which to buy the kingdom of heaven. Always love what God wills. Will it always. Desire it always. Do it always. It is the greatest secret of perfection, the key of paradise, the foretaste of peace, which the saints themselves possess. The more your heart is united to mine, the more you will understand the truth of these words. When your will is only the will of God, then your heart and mind will form but one and the same heart. Each day, learn to say with me, the Ecce Ancilla Domine, a perfect obedience. No matter what trials God may send unto you, the sacrifices he may impose upon you, always have the repose of love and the fidelity on your lips and as well within your heart. To say, behold, your servant, O my God, ready to undertake all, to give all, to immolate all, as long as your holy will is done in me and everywhere on earth." So were the words that Our Lady spoke to St. Bernadette. So thinking upon that, St. Bernadette exclaimed within her heart, saying, "Oh, may it be done unto me according to your word. Oh, Mother, let my heart, lost in yours, have no other movement other than will, no other love other than the will of my divine master. May I begin here below, the soul united to your soul, glorifying the Lord by his perpetual homage of perfect submission. Yes, my God, yes, in everything and everywhere, yes." These are the words of St. Bernadette Subaru. These images of the St. John of Matha, Bernadette of Subaru, a total yes to whatever it is that God wants. That's the way of perfection. And it's not something merely meant for saints, for great priests or great nuns whom the Lord himself speaks to in miraculous ways or Our Lady visits on a regular basis. Something possible for each of us who are here and maybe are called to things less grandiose in the way human beings perceive them. But we have the same advantages as they. Our Lord comes just as simply to you and I as he did to them. We have the same Mass which we worship at which they were constantly in attendance. And the same truth spoken to us. Ask our Lord for the same desire to be formed within your hearts, that a perfect submission to whatever it is that God wants for you and I may be accomplished, to will them as they are willed, to desire them as they are desired, to, as Our Lady said, to have but one heart and one mind, as ours is united to hers in the very heart of Christ the Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.